Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Are you tired of dents and scratches ruining the look of your car? Look no further than Porter's Body Shop in Brookhaven. Call us at 601-833-1861 or visit us online at portersbodyshopms.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Friday to the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Glad that you are with me. A couple of news items to get to with you. First of all, Lane Kiffin lost another staff member, but this one's a little bit different. I'm sure you've seen the news by now about Chris Kiffin. His brother will not be coaching for Ole Miss this year, but honestly, I understand it completely. And we're going to talk about it because, you know, I've seen some, not a whole lot. Most people seem to understand, but I've seen some negative reaction. So we're going to talk about that, and I'll give you my take on him leaving and why. If you're looking for a reason to be negative, then sure, you can find it here. And I'm not going to try to spin it and tell you that it's good that a guy, a coach of his quality with his recruiting chops is not going to be coaching your program. That is certainly not good. You'd rather him be there. But if you're looking for a sign that this is something deeper, I think you're insane. And I'll explain why coming up. Also, the SEC announced their distribution model, or not model, number. And that number continues to grow, and the television deal has not kicked in yet. What should Ole Miss do with that money? I've got an idea. Some of you aren't going to like it, and that's okay. But it's a big deal, and we'll talk about that as well. So while you're here, by the way, don't forget to subscribe to the actual podcast if you haven't already. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Borky, or Facebook, or YouTube. Find me on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. And the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. If you're in the state of Mississippi, anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, and you're in the market for office technology. So if you are a business owner or you're a decision maker at your business and you're looking for office technology, from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage and data security to IT stuff, phone systems, if it's technology, if it's in your office, absms.com. is the website, absms.com, and tell them I sent you, and you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what your budget is and what you need, and they'll work with you. absms.com is the website. Office technology solutions anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi. Also, LB's just across from Kroger and University Avenue right there in Oxford. If you're cooking for Valentine's Day, you've got a little bit of time left, and you want to get that started at LB's. Sunday, going to be a little chilly, but the sun's going to be out. So if you're going to be cooking behind the grill or just with meat in general, go by and see Greg at LB's, the best place in Mississippi to get your meat. And they have daily lunch specials. Those are Monday through Friday. But go by and see Greg and tell him that I sent you there. And again, it's just across from Kroger and University right there in Oxford. LB's, it's the best place in the state to get your meat. All right, first of all, one of two items today, Chris Kiffin leaving the Ole Miss staff after less than a month, presumably employed by Ole Miss. I would like to know how many actual paychecks he got from the school to do his job for just a few weeks. It was announced yesterday that he is leaving the program to go back to the NFL. And first of all, that does suck for Ole Miss football. It sucks because Chris Kiffin is a quality assistant coach, is a good recruiter, or known as a good recruiter, and there's a reason he's been coaching in the NFL. There's a reason, because he can coach. It was a great addition to the staff. Losing him is not good. Now, you should take comfort in knowing that Lane Kiffin has yet again demonstrated that he can make very good assistant hires. He's done it 2 years in a row now. And there's still another open position, so he's still got two hires to make. But this one for a linebackers coach is, the most high profile. Special teams coordinator, we'll see what he ends up doing there. I'm not quite sure what he will do. I have no idea. Point is, you should take comfort in knowing that Lane Kiffin does a very good job at replacing staff members. He's very good at that, for whatever it's worth. But it's not good. I'm not going to spin it and say, oh, this is a good thing. It's no big deal. It sucks that Chris Kiffin will not be coaching at Ole Miss anymore. But I did see some people, I even had somebody say to me on Twitter that, why would he take this job? It's the Cleveland Browns. Get out. That he said, get the hell out. It's the Cleveland Browns. That's not a better job. Here's the thing. And I don't know how many of you actually need to hear this. I bet it's probably not that many. I have a feeling most of you understand where this is coming from. Although I did see some fan, I don't know if you want to call it meltdown or whatever. And there are some people that are actively seeking reasons to not like Lane Kiffin for whatever reason they have chosen. But there is that. There are people that kind of want him to fail, in part because he doesn't go to the country club and shake hands with them at the clubhouse after they played 18 or whatever. Either way, there are people that are kind of hoping he fails, confirmation bias or something deeper than that. So you've got those. And you've also got the people that take any ounce of bad news and make it disproportionate, or their reaction is disproportionate to reality. Chris Kiffin leaving Ole Miss after a few weeks on the job is not a sign of disaster or anything, really, because it's the NFL. I don't think there are enough people that realize how much better a job in the NFL is than a job in college football. And yes, for the guy that was mad at me yesterday, even the Cleveland Browns, the same job in college is significantly worse than the same job in the NFL. Defensive line coach in the NFL is significantly better than defensive line coach in college. It is inarguable. It is totally and completely inarguable. The quality of life as an NFL coach is 10 times better than that of a college coach. And it's so simple. It's very simple. Generally speaking, your players are adults. Now, adults do stupid things. Look at Alvin Kamara with the Saints. But generally speaking, you don't have to monitor their every move. These guys are husbands. They have children. They're grown up at least a little bit. Yes, some of them still do dumb things. But you don't have to make sure they're in class every day. You don't have to make sure that their grades are high enough to where they will be able to take the field on Saturday. They're grown men. They're adults. They're professionals. Largely, much easier to manage your position group because of that, because they are a room full of adult men. Also, you don't have to recruit. Recruiting is miserable. It's miserable. You have to befriend and man flirt with 16-year-olds and get them to like you more than they like the other middle-aged men that are trying to befriend this 16-year-old. You have to call them. You have to text them. You have to DM them. You have to watch their TikToks. You have to talk to their mom. You have to talk to their dad. Sometimes you have to talk to their girlfriend. You are always on doing this. Also, you have to do it every day. Recruiting is a miserable game. Some guys love it because of the competitive nature, but generally, recruiting sounds miserable. It's miserable. I have a feeling, and some of the reporting has alluded to this, that Chris Kiffin and his family love Oxford. He loved his time at Ole Miss. He loved Oxford. I assume he loves his brother and loved the idea of the job more so than the job itself. And when that realization set in that the grind of being a college coach is far different than the grind of being an NFL coach, he decided, what the hell did I do? And is getting back into the NFL game. Sometimes things are really that simple. And in this case, it's that simple. Quality of life as an NFL coach between who you're coaching, the fact that you get real time off, the fact that you don't have to man flirt with a 16-year-old boy. And by the way, there's pension attached to it. If you're coaching in the NFL long enough, you get pension. So all of those things, quality of life is 10 times better than a college coaching job for sure. And maybe he decided, you know, I loved the idea of this, but I don't love this. I'm going back to the NFL where I get a real offseason, where I don't have to recruit, where I get pension, and I get to coach Miles freaking Garrett every Sunday. Seems pretty obvious to me what the better situation is. So it sucks for Ole Miss losing Chris Kiffin. Not ideal. I mean, you hate that. You hate to lose Chris Kiffin, because he would have been a really good addition to that staff and would have done a really good job. There's a reason that he is currently back to coaching in the NFL. NFL teams, they don't have bums coaching their position groups, right? He would have been a really good addition to the staff. Really good. But they're fine. They will be fine based on Kiffin's track record. It is totally understandable, explainable. It doesn't mean the sky is falling or whatever. It's not a sign of something deeper. Sometimes what the surface shows you is what's underneath as well. You know? Does that make sense? I think that was an analogy I just kind of made up, and I think that makes sense. The surface says the NFL is a better job, and he wanted to coach in the NFL. That's, I think, reality as well. So you hate to lose him. You should have confidence in Lane Kiffin's ability to hire staff, and it's a no-brainer for Chris to go take that job. It's a no-brainer at all, a complete no-brainer. So there you go. You also, for whatever it's worth, you got some walk-on, preferred walk-on news. Chance Campbell's brother, who I believe was going to go to Virginia Tech, has decided to go to Ole Miss. Trace is his name. Trace Campbell. He's a big dude. He's like 6'5", pretty good athlete. Most people expect him to play a different position than quarterback at Ole Miss. At least that's how I understand it. Probably special teams will be his first on-field action. But Chance Campbell's little brother will be going to Ole Miss after all. So, you know, that's a nice little preferred walk-on pickup for sure, especially because they do expect him to contribute at some point in his career. And if you can get a preferred walk-on that comes in and gives you something, it's good. It's good news. So the family connection there with Chance. Obviously, that means that Chance really enjoyed his time at Ole Miss. That means that his family felt comfortable sending him there, especially when he had scholarship offers elsewhere. Choosing Ole Miss despite having scholarship offers as a preferred walk-on says a lot about your school, I think. So that's something else that is noteworthy there for you. Last thing, and I guess you can call this big news, even though everybody else in the SEC is getting the same amount of money. The SEC yesterday announced that they are distributing $778 million to its 14 schools. $778 million being distributed among the 14 schools. That is $54.6 million per school, excluding bowl revenue. And that's, they counteract that because there are expenses. So, you know, they use bowl revenue to pay the expenses, and then they put it in the pot and distribute it to everybody. $54.6 million, which has increased by $105 million in total over last year. And remember, this is before the new television deal kicks in, which will increase that number even more. This will increase that number even more. Yeah, everybody else in the SEC gets this exact amount of money, but this is still huge for Ole Miss when obviously it's a larger percentage of their budget than that of, say, Texas A&M. So if you get more of a percent, it does benefit you more than that of A&M, just, you know, simple math and economics or whatever you want to call it. But, excuse me, I think this will do one thing that I think is very important. Using a micro example, Lane Kiffin is named in basically every head coaching job out there. Some of it is his doing, in part because some of these jobs he has been interested in. Some of it is his doing because, in part, he likes his name being put in the news. And some of it is people wanting to generate clicks. Either way, his name is put in every single coaching search out there. It is. And it'll happen next cycle and the next one and the next one until he leaves Ole Miss for wherever he goes. For what it's worth, I think his next step is the NFL, but that's just my guess. Point being, stuff like this continues to elevate Ole Miss over jobs that are similar in other conferences. Places that Ole Miss is on the same tier as, not in the SEC. Obviously, Mississippi State getting the same amount of money doesn't help Ole Miss elevate above Mississippi State, for example. But these programs and this in this league continue, clearly continue to separate themselves from the rest of the country. It'll help you, obviously, with recruiting. Just generally speaking, you will be able to continue to build on the SEC brand in helping you in recruiting. That will obviously be a big help when you're recruiting against, say, a Virginia Tech for a certain player, or a Georgia Tech, or whoever you want to put on Ole Miss's tier. Now, again, this also helps Mississippi State and Arkansas and everybody. You don't get a leg up on them, but you get a leg up on the rest of the country. And as the SEC continues to get richer and richer and richer and richer, that list of jobs that is better than yours for coaching candidates and for recruits continues to shrink and shrink and shrink. That's what makes stuff like this significant. Does it separate you from Mississippi State? No. Does it separate you from, I don't know, Virginia Tech? Yes. And that's significant. And Virginia Tech may not be the best example. I think Ole Miss is a better job than Virginia Tech, and I think they're on a tier above them. But I think you get my point. Is stuff like this, more money coming in, using it efficiently, more stadium projects, all this stuff that Ole Miss is doing is continuing to shrink the options for somebody like Lane Kiffin or whoever your coach is, and shrink the options of players you're recruiting of places that are better than yours. So yes, this lifts the entire SEC, but this does lift you ahead of people, other programs in the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, whoever it may be, that are considered on your tier. This will separate you from them, and that's a really big deal. Also, I said on Twitter that I think this means that Ole Miss should add a gymnastics and a men's soccer team, because you got to add two to balance it out with scholarships. Some people didn't like that, and that's okay. I understand. I certainly get it. I don't think they will add any sports. I would like them to, because I don't know if you've seen some of the crowds and the atmospheres at the gymnastics meets at like Auburn and LSU. Those, I don't know if you've ever been to one. I've been to one in my life. They're so much fun. Like, it would be awesome to have that on campus. They're a lot of fun. And anyway, and then men's soccer, I'm a soccer fan. I like Team USA Soccer. I think that would be cool to have a program here in this state to follow and cover and stuff like that. I know it's not going to happen. I know that they're just going to use this money and try to continue to elevate mostly football, understandably so. But I would love to see sports added to Ole Miss. I really would. I mean, call me crazy, and some of you will think I'm crazy. I think if Ole Miss decided to invest in and lean into hockey, it would be a success. Arizona State has a successful hockey program, as was pointed out to me on Twitter. I think you could do it. I think you could lean into it, invest in it. I think you could recruit some of these kids from up north to come to the south. I mean, guys from up north already come to Ole Miss anyway. But hey, get out of the cold and still play hockey. I think you could lean into it and make it work and make it fun and make it real. They're not going to do it. They're not going to add any sports. I'm just saying I would love for them to. Gymnastics meets are awesome. They're so much fun. And if you've never seen a hockey game in person in your life, one, you got to do that. And two, imagine that at the pavilion on a Friday night before a home football game. That would be awesome. So it's a pipe dream. I wish with all this extra money coming in, they would consider adding sports. It wouldn't be the smartest thing to do. The smartest thing to do would be continue to just invest this right back into football. But personally, I'd love to see them add gymnastics, men's soccer, or hockey, or something like that. That's just me, though. That's just me. So first pitch is 1 week away. 1 week away for first pitch. We'll start talking baseball next week. That's when we'll really lean into it. We'll talk baseball, a lot of baseball, and there will be a lot of post-series content on this channel for you, recapping the games, obviously. Recapping the games. You guys are selling more season tickets than you're buying more season tickets than you've ever had. They're having to create hospitality areas to accommodate the demand. So that expansion can't come soon enough. So we'll start talking about that next week. In the meantime, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy your Super Bowl. Root for Mike Hilton and the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'll talk to you guys again on Monday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.